We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning approximately 20 lines from the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The first words on the line is Loi Nitan Loch. And we just learned that Rav Chisda darshened the Pasuk of Harchik Molecha Darkecha, Va'al Tikra Val Pesach Beisa. The Val Tikra Val Pesach Beisa is Zu Zayna. And how far do you have to keep away from the house of a Zayna? Rav Chisda said 4 amos. So Gemara says now upligo de Rabbi Pedas that Rav Chisda says they have to keep away 4 amos. Argues Rabbi Pedas. The Amar Pedas like osra Torah le kreva shagila arayis blavad. The Issa Torah is only kreva of gila arayis, which means mamish to touch a erva. Shenama ish al kol she erva saroi le sikavu legalis erva. So you see from Rav Pedas that you're allowed to be within 4 amos. You just can't get close, which means touch erva. So it comes out, Rav Chisda is arguing Rav Pedas because Rav Chisda said 4 amos. So Tosfos right away asks, the Ramaschal Pliga of Imtaima, Ma Pliga, Domal Oilam, Amram Chisda, Rav Pedas, Shemana Taira, and also like Kravish Agil Arise. Maybe Issa Taira is only Kravish Agil Arise. I'm Exeris Chachamim. From the Rabbani, he needed 4 amos. So what's the kasha? One's talking about a smachta in the pasuk. It's saying 4 amos that you know they get the close the 4 amos, and the minatara it's even closer. Vivo Toysa says a little bit different than Rashi. He says also it's arguing because the lashon kreva. What does that mean? Rav Chisda darshan's kreva to mean 4 amos because it says in the pasuk val tikrav el pesach besa. And you see, Rav Pedas darshins a kol she'er v'sar le'sikavu galas erva means mamish. So that's what it means that they're arguing. The Gemara says, Ula, ki hava osi be Rav, when Ula came back from Beis Medrash, and Rashi says the derech was to greet all his family members by kissing them. So Ula, ki hava osi be Rav, hava menashik ula achseis to kiss his sister, abe yedayu, on her hands, v'armi lo abe chadayu, some say on her chest. And so you see, even though a sister is an erva, he kissed her on her hand or her chest. The pliga di day of the day, he's arguing really on his own memory. Dama ula, kreva ba'alma aser, even to get close is aser. Mishum, because it says in the Gemara regarding the nazir that lech lech amir nazirus schar schar lekarmel sikrav. He said, tells the nazir, go around the vineyard, don't get close to it because he might come to eat grapes. And here you see ula got pretty close to the erva. So what's takap shad in ula? So you look at Taisa the Maschal pliga the day of the day. Taisa says, it was no hearer whatsoever by his sister. She was like a bean to him. And it came to hear her. And therefore, was no problem for Hu'ula to kiss his sister on her hand or on her chest. But Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam already, comes in the Rambam, Paskins that it's a dova also umaguna to kiss someone's sister. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says in the Pasuk, La'aluka shtevanois have. How do we darshan the pasuk? So Mar darshan is la aluka, which really literally attaches a leech, which means referring to Gehenim. It's referring to Gehenim and the Yisurim of Gehenim. So it says la aluka shtei bonos havav my havav ama ukva. This is attached to pasuk. Kol shtei bonos shetoykais beGehenim. There's the screaming of the two bonos who are screaming from the pain of Gehenim. Va'imres ba'yom hazeh, because they said in this world havei havei. Which, mind you, what is that? Minus veroshus. The minus says, have bring takruvus lores chavim. And the roshus says, have bring money. That's the two have. Have, mind you, minus veroshus. Ikidam ram chistam valkva. Call getim tzahekist. The one who's screaming is the Gehenim and saying, Vaymeres, and saying, Haviu li shtei vanois, bring me the two daughters, Shetzaikas, Vaymeres, Vaymazah, Have, Have. The ones who say this will have, Have. So the shal is, who's, it's either the coil of the pain of Gehenim, that's Tzayekos, and it's going on the people who have, or it's going on Gehenim, who's saying, bring me the two Bonois who said in this world, Havei Havei, bring money or bring Minos to us, or bring Takrevis Levis Chavim to us, or Karmata Levis Chavim. In the Pasuk it says, in Mishlei, Kol Ba'eha Lo Yeshuvim, Lo Yesigu Arches Chaim. What's that going on? It says that all the ones who do Averis are not going to do tshuva, and they're not going to reach the way of Chaim. If they didn't do tshuva, how should they be masig Arches Chaim? So Gemara answers, this is Taichin Apostle. If they do tshuva, they are not going to live. Anyone who's pirish from heresy, he dies. Now, what's pshat? So Rashi says that he dies. The lashon of Rashi is, they don't do tshuva. But im shavim, they do tshuva. Maharim lamas b'tech tzarok piyatzitzram. They die. Because who's zeres amalach leim lamas? So zeres amalach should die. The Marashah explains that they die is a favor for them. Why? Because since they're so attached to their apikarsis, it's very hard for them to separate. And if they do tshuva, it's very possible they'll return back to their old bad habits. Therefore, Hashem, as soon as they do tshuva, He kills them and makes them die in order they shouldn't go back to their bad ways. Freit Gemara, is that true? There was this lady who came in front of Rav Chista, Amri Lei, and she told him, she was confessing all the terrible avera she did. She said, "Kalos of kalos, my smallest avera was also saw benoah katan benoah gadol," which means her big son was zana with her and had the benoah katan. Va'omalar of Chista. Rav Chista said, "Tarchula bezvardasa." He said, "Prepare." She wanted to do tshuva. He says, "Prepare tachrichim because you're going to die." V'loy mesa, but she didn't die. Now the Gemara's kasha is with the kamra kalos of kalos. Also saw, if that was the lowest end of Averis, Mechal, the Minas Nami Avot, she must have Minas as well. And you see, she didn't die, and you know, she did tshuva, she came to do tshuva. Zokta Gemara, Ahud loy hoder ba shapir, Moshemachal imesa. She didn't do a good tshuva, and therefore she taka didn't die. Dying means, it's a sign you did a good tshuva, like the Mahashar is explaining, because they take away his life before he could go, take away his or her life before they could return back to their bad habits. Igadamri, that the story is a little different, that Shitaka did die. And Igadamri, the diak is that Maminus im Avera loy. They only die from Minus, but you don't die from Avera. And the Mord Kash is Vahida, so the commander of Chist of Amalei, Rav Chista's Vilo is Vada, so Mason, she died. And mid the Kamra, so you see, what do you see? You see, she died from the Avera of Znos, and she stole, and she did Tshuva, and she died. You see, from Avera of Znos also, Hashem takes their life early. So there it says that no, dear, she had minus also, because this znus was the smallest part of Avera. But Avada, she had minus as well, and therefore she died from that because she did true from minus. Hashem took away her life, she shouldn't go back to old ways. You don't find that Hashem will have someone die right away when he does tshuva from znus. But Tanya went to the Brisa, famous story. Omro alav Rav Elazar ben Daria, which they say about Rav Elazar ben Daria, shoyel niach zoyna achas ba'elam shloim ba'aleh. He did not leave a zoyna that he knew in the world that he was not ba'aleh. Pamach hashom is a zoyna achas b'krachayom. He heard a certain zoyna very far overseas, but he's going to tell us kiss the dorm is charged. Charged with a lot of money. He's charged to kiss the dorm. Not the kiss darim. He took a whole kiss of these dinars, these coins. V'halach, and he went v'avar leha shivan aris. He went across seven rivers in order to get to her. B'shas hergodava ficha v'amra. By the beginning of the bia, she. Some say it means she blew in her mouth. Others say it's a ficha milamata, and she said like this: k'shem shaficha zu in chazaris lam kaima. Just like this ear is not coming back. Kach Elazar ben Derdaya emet kavas of tshuva. The same thing, Elazar ben Derdaya, who's such a big rasha, he'll never get any tshuva. Lamaisa, he took this muster to heart. Halach v'yasha ben shnei haram v'gvoyis. So Elazar left and he went and he sat between two big mountains. Omar, and he said, haram v'gvoyis, bikshel rachmim, daven for me that I should be saved, because he wanted to do tshuva, and he wanted to do tshuva and stay in this world. So he said, that's the way Mashal explains. He says, daven for me. Amaloi, so the mountains answered to him, ad shalom vakshalecha, before we daven for you, nevakshal tzmeinu, we have a daven for ourselves. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, ki haram yemushu vagvayis tumutana, which means the mountains will depart and the hills will fall apart. So he said, look, we're one day, also not going to last forever. So daven, we have a daven for ourselves, we can't daven for you. So Elazar ben Azariah says, I'll turn to Shemayim Varetz. Oma, Shemayim Varetz, Bishul Rachmam. He says, the sky and the earth, daven for me. So they said the same thing. Omru, they said, Achano Vakshulecha, before we daven for you, Nevakish Alzmein, we daven for ourselves. Because it says in the Pasuk, Shenema, Ki Shemayim Ka'osho Nimlochu, Va'aretz Kebeget. That one day the skies will disappear like smoke, and the va'aretz kabega, they'll be worn out like a bega, like a garment. So now we turn to someone else. Omar Chamavonavuk Zerachmas, the son of moon, as Rachmanis, that I should be able to stay alive. Before we dam for you, the vakishal tzmein of dam for ourselves. Shnemes in the pasuk, v'chafra halavano vusha chamo, that the levano will be embarrassed, the moon will be embarrassed, and the sun will also be embarrassed. Omad, he said to Kachavim, let the stars and the constellations ask Rachmanis for me. Omrloi, they said, Achon Vakshulecha, before we dam for you, we have dam for ourselves. Vakashal Shemayim, Shemayim in the Vazik, Venamaku called Tzavah Shemayim, that all the stars will dissolve. Omar, so really realizing he had no help, no one's going to help him. Eloza, Omalazo Daria, and Dova, Tali, Ella B. He said, this thing is only Tali in me. I have no choice. Ella, Hiniach, Reisha, Ella B. Hiniach, Reisha, Ben Berkov, the Gov of Chi, put his head between his knees, and he cried, Achi Yotzan Shmasa, he told his Shama went out. Yotzan Baskov, Omra, Eloza, Ben Daria, Mazumin, Lachayim Abba. He's going straight, he's going to Lachayim Abba. Break the Gemara of a Hocha, but Aveira of a Hav of a Miss. He died. Was from Aveira and he died. And for the Gemara. So the Kasha, obvious question is, what do you mean? Maybe here he died because he was crying so much. That's why he died. Where do you see that he died from a special Xeris HaMelech? I saw Frank the Mefarshim. And someone, I saw one of the Tutsim that says that if he would have died from his crying, maybe it would have been a tain on him, like his ma'abed asmal adas. And here we see we're calling him a tzaddik. So therefore, it must be that it was from Hashem. But it's a good kasha. But kaponim, we see from here that Avera Avam Amas and the Gemara Hosanami, Kivin to Avav Beituva, since he was so attached to this nus, is kaminus dami. That's like minus because you're already making like a heter. Therefore, it's kaminus. And therefore, he died as the minos. That's called apikarsos. If someone's attached to one aveira so much, so therefore, it's like a minos. Some people take years to be kind of oil abba. Some can be kind of abba with 1 minute. And this is who? Lazar and Darya. Bama Rebbe, lo yidayin l'bayi tshuva shukam l'yisoy. Not only did we get was the tshuva in the skabel, but even more. Ela shekoyri noisa Rebbe. It said in the Baskol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya, Rebbe Eliezer ben Derdaya. They called him Rebbe already, and Shalos Ochara, Rebbe means he's teaching us something. What did he teach us? What he told us was, that's never too late to tshuva. The guy could be in the lowest dumps. This lesson was the lowest dumps. He went to every zayner in the world. Still, you could do tshuva. Every yid could do tshuva. That's why he's called Rebbe. He teaches us that halacha, that Indian, that we can all do tshuva. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosef have a cause of orcha. They're walking on a way together. They came to two a crossroads in the road, and each one had a problem. One went by a house of Vadezara. One went past a house of Zainos. So we know which one's the better of the two evils. Maybe we should go the Rabbi Chavim. Why? On top of my base now. The Nachas Yitzhak, there's not so much Yitzhak over there. Now, Tyson is a Mavarik Klar. It's also to go by this base of Arizara, even though there's no Yitzhak. But he said, that's the bed of the two evils because there's no Yitzhak there. Let's go past the door of the base Zainas and Fakert. We will overcome our Yetzirah, and we get more schar, and therefore let's go that direction. Like the top text speaks out, Mekanyash Lumoid should derech laharchik a Pesach v'yizchavim kol kamas yochel. You have to go away. Moshem l'ksib al tikrav a Pesach v'yizchavim. U'muk milev v'yizchavim. Moshem yoreitza l'lachas yoreitza a Pesach v'yizchavim. You see, that if the go to the way of Yetzirah would be mutter, then it wouldn't be allowed to put yourself into an asayim. The teretz is that they both had an iser, and they both had an iser, and many bad said it was better to go to the Bezainus. But they spoke out, there's a mile over here because the Yetzirah is worse, maybe, to go by. When they weren't sure. They said, the Maisa, they said, since we get Tzchar, we're going to go this direction. So what happened? The Taka went, Kimoto Osom, when they reached the area of this base of Yetzirah, a base of Zainois, Chazino Zainois says, Kano Mekamayu. They saw the Zainois, they were running into their house, away from them. They were pushed scared from them. They were pushed scared. That's how their Kedusha chased them away. And you see that they were saved from any temptation even. Amalei, so the one who said that, let's go past the Avodah Zarah, said, Menolach, had you know that you'd be able to overcome and trust yourself so much, had you know? Amalei, I'll tell you how I know. The pasuk says, "Mezima tishmar alecha tevuna tinitzreka." That's what the pasuk says. And we tie it to the pasuk like this: Amalei rabbanon l'rava. My mezima. What does the word mezima mean? What does it mean? Ilema Torah. If it means Torah, the chsiv bei, because it says in the Torah. It says, Zimahi, and when Tagamina Atzas Chitim, it's the Eitzah of Chitim. So the word Zima means Eitzah, means Eitzah. It says about the Torah, Hifli Eitzah Egdashia. It says about the Torah, how great the Eitzah is, how great the Chachma is. So you see, Eitzah is Torah. So it says Zima is Torah. So remember, Zima Tishvalacha means the Torah will watch you. But it said, if that was the, it's good to say, we're proving Zima means Eitzah, and we find that Eitzah is Torah. So, Mezima means Torah. The problem is, if we're saying Mezima Tishmalach means the Torah watches you, it should say Zima Tishmalach. What's Mezima? What's Mezima? Mezima sounds like from Zima. So, Mezima Taka means Znos. Medvar Zima, Mezima means from a matter of Znos. Tishmalach Torah. And the word tinitzreka, some take it out, tishma lecha Torah. That's what it means, tevuna. Mezima, from znus, tishma lecha tevuna, the Torah will watch you. That means if you learn a lot of Torah, they'll watch you. And that's why he was confident he would not have a problem with this temptation of going down the path through the Beis Zionis, because he knew he learned Torah. We know it says already in the Chazal that Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the only antidote to Yetzirah of Znos is Torah. And they had Torah in a big way. And therefore they were confident that Mezima Tishma Lecha Tavuna means that the Torah will watch them from Znos.